You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds for this one. Andros Townsend to score in a Newcastle win is 5-1, and Gylfi Sigurdsson to score in a Swansea win is priced up at 6-1. All eyes, Newcastle-wise, will be on the early kickoff, of course, because if there's a positive result either way in the Norwich or Sunderland game, it begins to look very, very ominous for Newcastle.
Well, I think it could be like the Tottenham scenario. You know, if Leicester win, Tottenham would be so deflated. I think the same applies here. You know, if there is a positive result at Carrow Road, it's pretty much curtains, isn't it, for Newcastle? I mean, mathematically it's not, but Jesus, they'd have an absolute mountain to climb. I mean, and how bad are they? Well, they conceded 3 goals against the Norwich side, who in 4 other matches either side of that picture had scored just 1 goal. I mean, that takes some doing, as you can see, 3 to Norwich. This is a Norwich side that's been, for the last 2 months, trying to tighten up their defence. I like the look of Swansea here. You know, they've won the last three times they've been to St James's Park. They've won 3-2, 2-1 and 2-1. They're showing a good run of form at the moment as well. Was it 4 wins and a draw in their last 6? You know, they should have given up the ghost for the season, but they're actually coming on strong.
Yeah.
And they're meeting a Newcastle side that just looked bereft of confidence. I thought when Rafa Benitez went there, he'd shut up shop. You know, they'd grind a few 1-0 wins. Quite the opposite at the moment. And that tells me something. It tells me he just hasn't got the manpower there. He hasn't got the right calibre of players. So I'm going to go for Swansea. And I like that Sigurdsson bet, by the way. 6-1 in a Swansea win. Sigurdsson to score. Why won't that happen?
He's been amazing, hasn't he, this season? You look at his recent record, he's got 9 in his last 14 in the Premier League. I think I've mentioned this stat before, but his tally in 2016 in the league is only bettered by Sergio Aguero and Harry Kane, who have got 11 each. So he's been on fire as a midfielder, Sigurdsson. That headline offer, enhanced odds offer, really appeals to me. 6-1 from 9-2 for him to score and Swansea to win. They've been disappointing, even with Rafa Benitez as manager at Newcastle. There's a definite feeling of animosity in the camp. And I like what the BBC tweeted last weekend when Shane Long scored the first goal against Newcastle. They tweeted that Stephen Taylor had the turning circle of a North Sea oil rig, which I absolutely love, because the way he was skinned by Shane Long, you'd think Lionel Messi had put the moves on Taylor. I don't think he'll start in this game. I think he's injured. So, and Janmaat's out injured as well. So they're stretched defensively. But I see no positives with Newcastle at the moment. So I think you've got to play Swansea to win this game. And just to elaborate on the way these two and their seasons have gone, on Christmas Day, Newcastle were 2 points ahead of Swansea in the league. And now they're 15 behind. So they have capitulated badly, Newcastle. So Swansea, over 2-1 on Swansea to win this game, I think it's a damn good bet. And Gylfi Sigurdsson to score and Swansea to win, got to be worth a nibble as well at 6-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.